The Business Station.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants,
which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum is a program for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information.
Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest.
Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! That's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX.
The Business Station.
Call Ron toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, Chartered Financial Consultant
Ron Birnbaum.
Good morning, New England. It is Thursday, May 14th. 2009, and of course this is the last day for this week's weight loss challenge, so get those cards, letters, and emails in here today and tell me how much weight I'm going to have lost over the last week, and you'll win a week's membership at Beacon Hill Athletic Club if you're the closest guess. And of course you can also put in a guess on the ultimate grand prize, which is a six-month membership to Beacon Hill Athletic Club, if you tell us how much weight I'm going to lose over the entire 10-week period. And I think, we're getting guesses every week on the weekly event, but on the 10-week event, people, I think, are waiting to the last week before they guess for that one. I can understand that. But anyway, it's 48 degrees right now, and highs today probably not much more than 65 or so. We're going to have a little rain later. But pollen counts are still high, so I kind of welcome a little cleansing of the air with a little bit of rain these days. This has been a bad spring for allergies, folks. So if you suffer, I understand, because I have a little allergy problem myself, but actually the worst part for me is in the fall when the ragweed comes out. Okay, well, yesterday we did have some news, some more indicators that weren't particularly strong. Actually, they were rather weak for retail sales and home foreclosures. Stocks retreated more than 2% yesterday. Bond prices rose. And that was after two reports really suggested the U.S. economy is not really bouncing back as quickly as investors had hoped during the big mini boom we've had in the markets over the last month or so. The Commerce Department said retail sales fell in April for the second straight month, and I don't think that's really a big surprise. A lot of people were hoping that they'd at least get a positive figure, or at least even, something even. But investors are really cautious, and they about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has come up some 31% from early in March when it was quite low. And that's the biggest jump in such a really short span since back in the 1930s. And after yesterday's decline, the index is still up some 26.5% from that March 9th low. But, investors are now wondering if the market will see a sharper pullback, which is certainly very possible, certainly another 10% drop from today's prices. Wouldn't really be surprising at all, even something greater than that, but we're probably not going to go back all the way down to the lows that we saw a couple months ago. But you never know, folks. Even those lows weren't as low as a lot of people predicted, because the P.E. ratios, your price-to-earning ratios, and a lot of the stocks, the major stocks out there, on the average, were not as low as we saw in past recessions. So a lot of people thought that we could get down a little bit farther, down around the 6,000 level for the Dow. But I don't think that's happening today in this recession. And I think the news that we have had, although it's certainly not strong, doesn't look like this recession is ending soon.
The fact is
we're not as... gasoline is going up, and again, the world economy has done a bit better than people realize. It's not the end of the world, that we're not in a worldwide depression, and that's really what's helped the market, rather than the data which says that we're getting out of the recession in a hurry. So we saw some earnings reports yesterday. For instance, Macy's offered a sign that consumer spending is not really rebounding. They said they had a loss in the first quarter, and that was widened from a year ago to some $88 million, and so their stock fell 6.7% yesterday. And really, one of the main drivers of the recession, the collapsing housing market, has yet to turn around. We certainly know that. And Realty Track said April's foreclosures were up some 32% from a year ago, up slightly from March. The second straight month that more than 340,000 U.S. households received a foreclosure filing. We saw bond prices rise on yesterday's negative economic news, pushing the yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note and down to 3.11% from 3.18% Tuesday. And, of course, that's the benchmark that is used to determine home mortgages. 30-year mortgages, that is. Not variable, but 30-year fixed mortgages going off of the 10-year Treasury note. The yield on the 3-month T-bill, which people use to seek really safety for short-term investments, that's rose a whole percentage point from 2.18 from 0.17. And nine stocks for every one that fell, nine stocks rose on the New York Stock Exchange. Volume came to 1.8 billion shares. The biggest mover on the Dow was GM, if you can believe that one, but that dropped to its lowest price since April of 1933, so you had to figure it's going to be some kind of a rebound. And bargain hunters did provide GM with a big day for them, up 5.2%. Which is only $1.21. So let's take a look at the actual numbers on the exchanges. We see the Dow Jones Industrial Average at down a little over 2% yesterday. It's now at $8,284.89. NASDAQ down 3% to close at $16.64.19. Are we in a store? The Standard & Poor's 500 down over 2.5% yesterday to close at $8.83.92. The Russell 2000 index down almost 5% yesterday alone at $471.82. And the Dow Jones Total Stock Market Index, which used to be the Dow Jones Wilshire 5000 index, we see that index lost 3% of its value yesterday to close almost exactly 9,000 level, 9,018. In futures trading, we're looking at futures in the Dow Jones up slightly, Standard & Poor's 500 down slightly, so not a lot of action there. I think investors are looking ahead to a few different indicators and some announcements today. And we're going to see the PPI index announced today. That should increase. And we're going to go over a few more of these items right after this break. We'll also have my guest, Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com. She'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. And we'll also have trivia. Give me a call with your questions and comments. 877-NEW-TEX.
More of The Financial Consultants after this.